USA Radio News.
The top Senate probe of Russian meddling into the 2016 presidential election announced today that the initial U.S. intelligence report on the issue, which found that Russia acted covertly to boost Donald Trump, was, quote, fair and accurate. Russian officials have repeatedly denied meddling into the 2016 election. Republican Senator James Roush said there's nothing new here, and we know that the Russians have been trying to meddle in our election.
In the open hearing we had, there was obvious evidence that they were working both sides. The thing I came away with was stunning to me was how inept they were stumbling over each other and really trying to work in for and against and for and against on each side.
President Donald Trump met financial disclosure requirements in reporting a payment of more than $100,000 to attorney Michael Cohen, who paid hush money to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. That's according to the Office of Government Ethics today. This is USA Radio News.
So here's a great question. How much would you save if you joined MediShare for your healthcare program? The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You might save more. Tammy left a major company and needed a new way ahead for her family. She'd heard about the savings with MediShare, but was wondering about the network of providers.
Once we started the program, I have not had to switch one doctor for myself or for my kids. So all the doctors that we were previously with were all in MediShare.
And she says the process has been fantastic.
I got off the phone and I was like, that's what it should be like. It was a pleasurable experience. An encouraging experience at that.
MediShare might be just the thing you're looking for your family, your budget. Use the savings for other things. Why not get your questions answered? Find out how much you can save. You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
An e-cigarette leads to a man's death in Florida. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports on what the feds have to say about it.
Talmadge Delia died almost 2 weeks ago at his home near St. Petersburg, Florida, when the vape pen exploded and caused a fire. A recent autopsy found it was shrapnel from the pen and not the fire that killed him. FEMA keeps statistics on e-cigarette incidents, and the agency says it's the country's first e-cigarette-related death.
The Seattle City Council approved the tax on large businesses such as Amazon and Starbucks. Now, this is all being done to, in their opinion, fight homelessness. Kristen Tate is author of a new book titled How Do I Tax Thee? She talks about why liberals, in her opinion, are getting it wrong when it comes to taxes.
Liberals always confuse good intention with good policy. And what we're seeing in Seattle is what we've seen in these other liberal bastions like San Francisco and L.A., which is you squeeze out the middle class, the folks who are actually paying taxes.
This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
A 22-year-old President Trump supporter was verbally attacked by the staff at a Miami, Florida cheesecake factory when he went out to eat on Mother's Day with his family. Eugene Joseph describes the scene.
Oh, well, we were sitting at the table and my girlfriend's aunt started noticing, and she informed us that, hey, there's a couple of coworkers back there looking at Eugene and making gestures towards him. So I just turned around and looked at them. I didn't say anything. I see that they're staring at me, staring at my girlfriend's family. They're just trying to intimidate us.
Joseph then said it got worse.
Well, after I turned around and was looking at my phone, they all started getting behind us, and one of the coworkers was saying, man, I'll knock that hat off his head. I'll hit him so hard that I'll knock his hat off. They were clenching their fists, and they were just standing behind me, you know, trying to, like, scare us and stuff. I mean, I wasn't really, you know, intimidated by anything, but
yeah.
My girlfriend's family and everybody, you know, it was just sad, you know. It was just, everybody was disappointed. Mother's Day was completely ruined, you know, and
yeah.
Everybody, it's just sad the outcome, the way everything happened.
Now, according to the Cheesecake Factory, they sent out a release and said they have fired the two people that were making the derogatory statements and this should never have happened. But according to Joseph, there were more than two people making comments.
Oh, it was a bigger number. You know, they had employees working there, and they had a couple other people that were just walking past us, just disrespecting us, people that weren't even serving us. You know, they just had just people walking by with plates and stuff, just being rude to us.
All of that just for wearing a Make America Great hat again. What's this world coming to? For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.